Punta Vista. It's a bonus episode, and you're here with us in a topical current events based intro. If you'll all take your seats, the main cabin door has just been closed, so we ask that all your devices are in flight mode or switched off, so you can't take any pictures, post them in any tweets, or send them to any journalists for the duration of the flight. Now, if you'll please direct your attention to the mean gay at the front of the cabin, we'll take you through our safety demonstration. Your Boeing 737-9 aircraft is fitted with 17 emergency exits, two at the front of the plane, 13, give or take, along the sides of the body of the aircraft, depending on what goes on during the flight, and two at the rear. Now, in case of an emergency, pay attention, as another emergency exit may have opened up behind you or just next to you. In case of an emergency, take care fitting your oxygen mask, as maybe 20 to 30% of them actually work, so make sure to fit yourself before assisting any children, as they'll be pretty much a dead weight in the case of an emergency. There's no smoking on the aircraft, no vaping, no touching anything, no fiddling with any loose bolts. If you see a bit of paint peeling on the side of the aircraft, just don't fuck with it. Just quit fucking with it, okay? With me here on the flight deck, Captain Andrew. Andrew, I see you are just texting your family that you love them, writing kind of a handwritten letter for your children, but you've also got our in-flight menu there with you. Could I get you the driest but simultaneously wettest ham and cheese toaster you've ever had?
Yummy. I would love that. I would love that. I will take out a line of credit to get a bag of potato chips. It weighs 15 grams.
Yeah, yeah, those things are just empty. They're mostly air. You're getting mostly air.
But I do get a special credit with being a pilot.
You do. You've got a $10 credit for your flight, and everything costs $11 or $12. So.
And you got to do a minimum spend on the machine of $10. So, makes sense to get two or three bags of chips. Kind of adds up to most of one small bag of chips in the end, you know? And what are you out of pocket? $20, $30?
That's right.
That's fine.
That's why you're the captain. Also with me is our first officer, Ben. Ben, I can see that all the electronics in the flight deck here seem to have switched off, just sort of black screens in there. But what kind of conditions can we expect for our flight today?
Windy. Mm. But there's wind up here for sure. This is one of the first things they taught me at pilot school.
A bit breezy in here already.
Yeah. Air's always fucking moving around, but, you know, we should be fine. I've actually turned – well, I think I did this. It just kind of happened. I assume it's because of something I pressed. I put it into no distractions mode, mindfulness mode.
Of course, a flight mode for you.
There were all these blinking red lights. It was beeping so much, and I thought, you know what? I can't be present here at the controls flying this plane, helping fly the plane. Well, when the other guy falls asleep. Flying plane. Did you see that the thing from like a week or two ago where two pilots fell asleep, like the pilot and co-pilot fell asleep at the same time? There was a flight to Bali or something. I can't remember, but yeah, they both fell asleep at the same time, and when they woke up, the plane was like wildly off course. Awesome.
What has happened to the airline industry? It doesn't feel good.
Like, part of it is definitely they're just making a bigger deal out of it in news because, you know, people are paying more attention to it. But also, it seems like everything's falling apart. And the people keep mysteriously dying.
Yeah, they killed it. Like, they killed a man.
They killed those guys. But, like, it's two of them now, right? Didn't someone, like, go missing or was in, like, a car accident?
That one, but probably.
Like, I mean, I don't want to make shit up. So, decide.
Anyway, they killed a guy.
Mark, can you include a link to that story in the show notes? Thanks, Mark. But yeah, it seems like something's going on over there. Incidentally, I think it was either last week or the week before we were going to record, and I was like, Andrew, how confident do you feel in your intro? Because I have a bad one. Mm-hmm. And my bad one was doing a tour of the Boeing factory until I realized that we've already done that.
Yeah, we've absolutely done that before.
Yeah, because they keep doing this.
They've been doing this for a long time, and now it's like just all seems to all be happening all at once.
I feel like the
planes have hit their like half life or something.
Yeah, yeah. Or, you know, whatever weird management changes for cutting down on, you know, quality control and stuff are all starting to kick in. I just feel like 10 years ago, if you asked anyone on the street, like, hey, what do you think of when you hear Boeing? They'd go like, oh, they make like all the planes. So they must be good at making planes. And now everyone's like, get me off of this fucking shit. Get me onto an Airbus now.
Yeah. I've been a Boeing hater for a long time. I'm feeling vindicated.
Yeah, I actually think if you go back and listen through this podcast since the early days, Lucy has been like throwing a lot of shade at the Boeing Corporation.
I was right to be a hater.
Truly ahead of the times. Hating always vindicated.
That's right.
What was the news story recently about it was like a Boeing engineer who got onto a plane that like he'd booked the flight and when he had booked the flight like it was left. Another plane.
He was like, I don't want to go on this plane.
Yeah, they swapped it onto a Boeing and he realized when he had got onto the plane, he was like, open the door and let me out of the plane.
Yeah.
Please let me out of the plane now. Here you go. Yeah, article from 2024. In 2018, Ed Pearson decided he could no longer work as a senior manager for Boeing's 737 MAX program. 5 years later, after a door plug blew off a 737 MAX 9 in the middle of an Alaska Airlines flight last month, Pearson is again trying to sound the alarm. I think it was him just going, nope, let me off the plane. I'm not trying to cause a scene. I just want to get off this plane. Quote.
I mean, I'm only doing...
You don't want to hear that from one of the guys who helped make the plane, do you?
Yeah.
No. I'm only doing, like, domestic flights on the lowest cost carrier Australia has available. So, I don't think I'm getting on Boeings in the near future. So, I'm probably fine. I'm immune to that.
Yeah, Jetstar's got a big Airbus fleet, which is nice.
Yeah.
Oh, they were interviewing this guy on Politico. Politico asks, are Boeing planes safe to fly today? And would you put your family in one? I'm not saying that all Boeing planes are unsafe. Part of the problem is that people don't know how to differentiate between the MAX and other planes. Last year, I was flying from Seattle to New York, and I purposely scheduled myself on a non-MAX airplane. I went to the gate, I walked in, sat down, looked straight ahead, and lo and behold, there was a 7378, 7379 safety card. So I got up and walked off. The flight attendant didn't want me to get off the plane, and I'm not trying to cause a scene. I just want to get off this plane, and I don't think it's safe. I said, hey, I purposely booked myself on a plane that wasn't a MAX.
Yeah, it's just that I think you're all going to plummet and die, that's all.
Yeah.
Not me, though.
I think that, like,
I'm going to go.
The stairs are going to deploy mid-flight or whatever, and you guys are going to go spiraling into the Pacific Ocean. And that's fine. That's your choice. I'm just out of here.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
I will be going to the Hertz rental car counter and driving my way to Hawaii.
Still far less safe, but like far less safe.
I'm going to find another guy that was waiting for the same flight that also hates Boeings. And even though our personalities are completely different, for cost reasons, we agree to share the hire car and we don't get along.
Mm.
But by the end of that drive, we've both taught each other some really valuable life lessons.
Mm. Fast friends for life.
Yes. I'm so glad that happened to me, the Boeing whistleblower. Hey, if a third, possibly second Boeing whistleblower mysteriously dies after saying, hey, if something happens to me, it wasn't suicide, that'd probably be pretty newsworthy. One of the sources of news in the UK are the tabloids. It's time for Tabloid Phenomenon.
Fist-headed man destroys church.
I feel like there was about a 7 hour long discussion on the Discord about exactly what that was in the lyrics.
Now I hear it. Yeah, now I can hear fist-headed.
It's conclusively the thing that I said it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
It does make more sense on reflection.
I mean, I don't think either of them makes sense necessarily, but both fun visuals, but one is correct and it's the one I said.
Ben, vindicated. Lucy, vindicated. Everyone's getting vindicated today.
Maybe you'll get vindicated. Your time will come.
Yeah.
This comes to us from the Daily Mail. Are we not in Britain? Furious Greenwich residents say there is nothing wrong with Union Jack mural outside chip shop after council ordered owner to tear it down.
Ooh,
I reckon you could
on.
Just paint over it.
Yeah,
I don't know if you tear down a mural.
They want it stripped back to the original brickwork. But I guess in a sense, you're tearing something down, but it's like a layer of paint. It's very dramatic phrasing.
More of a stripping.
Yes.
I would say strip it back and tear it down. Furious Londoners today insisted there is nothing wrong with a Union flag mural outside their local chip shop after the local council ordered its owner to get rid of it. Chris Canese, who runs the Golden Chippy in Greenwich, southeast London, insists visitors love snapping selfies next to the patriotic mural, which shows a fish waving a Union flag alongside the caption, "A Great British Meal."
Yeah, right. So I've included a little picture there.
I think it's nice, actually.
Yeah, he looks like a friendly fish. He's wearing a bowler hat. Yep. He's got a waistcoat on.
Yeah. A little bow tie.
Happy.
Some big chippies nearby.
Yeah. He's holding one of the chippies in a... Now, I think if you were to isolate this image and to remove the other chips and to just sort of cut a square around where his hand is holding onto that one chip and holding it very close to his mouth, almost make it look like it was a penis that he was about to suck off. And he's thrilled about it.
He's very happy.
Woohoo! I get to suck off this penis. I love being a patriotic fish, and I'm gay.
He looks gay.
He does.
He looks like a posh gay.
Yeah.
Like a nice posh gay, not a mean gay. Not like those airplane ones. Why do they only hire mean gays?
It looks like a posho. Is that what British people are calling each other now? Poshos?
Are they?
I think he looks like a toff. This fish is a gay toff.
He's a gay toff about town.
I'm not saying gay
is
a pejorative, okay?
Yeah.
I'm just saying he looks gay.
Hmm.
Not that he looks gay.
Which is nothing wrong with.
Yes. No. Which is nothing wrong with for real. Hey, that's the promise from us to you at Buena Vista. There is gay, which there's nothing wrong with.
I guess what's troubling me about the picture... About this representation of fish and chips. So, like you said, he's there. He's got the flag. He's got his gay little waistcoat on.
Yes.
He is pumped.
Yeah. Because he doesn't know?
Well, I guess, you know, so he's standing there. He's got a chip that it looks like he is about to suck off.
It's got to fillet that. Yeah. It almost looks like a little glands there on the top of the chip as well.
There's a bunch of other chips.
Uncircumcised.
That don't look... Actually, I was going to say not all of the rest of the chips don't look as penile, but the one right at the top does.
Yeah, the tallest one is the most penis-y.
The one that's the most upright, the proudest chip there.
It's got little vibration sort of marks to the side of it, like it's just boinged.
Yeah, that
up
chip
hard.
Is quivering.
Yeah. Right?
Mm.
A little drop of oil coming out of the tip of it. So we got the chips. We got the chips in the faithfully represented in paper, right?
Yes.
And he is grabbing one chip. He's got his flag in the other hand.
Yeah.
Is he the fish that I'm eating? Because I don't see any fish in the bag with the fish and chips, right?
Well, must be. Because they're saying...
It's a fish and chip shop, and they're telling me that fish and chips is a great British meal, and here is a bunch of chips... And a fish.
I don't see any other fish on that mural.
He doesn't know in any case because he's delighted.
Knows?
No, he doesn't
know.
He has
no fucking idea. He's like, ooh, chippies.
Ooh, yummy.
I mean, that's a full meal. You idiot. Just chips isn't a meal.
Just chips? You're going to get chips, are you? Yeah. Fucking idiot.
You dumbass. Although, nutritionally complete because potatoes are 100% nutritionally complete. You can survive on just potatoes.
Mm.
Not very well, I would think.
Wouldn't be great. I wouldn't do it, but you could. They're a nutritionally... said my piece.
Yeah.
I do wonder, though, the article does describe the mural as patriotic, and I wonder if perhaps this is a representation of a fish who is ready to die for his country.
Maybe.
You know?
I'm not finding the fish mural offensive. I'll say that much.
Oh, I know that you're pretending. I know that the sight of a Union Jack in England makes you sick to your stomach, you lefty prick.
The sight of a happy gay little fish.
Yeah.
Wish it was
beautiful,
the
rich,
what if it was
gay
the gender
fish?
Flag? Yeah? Yeah. Would you be happy then?
Yes.
What if it was a trans happier, flag?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless I then have to eat the fish. And then
if it was a trans flag, Graham Linehan would have died from crashing his car into it, like, instantly.
J.K. Rowling down there in a suicide vest.
I would love if it was the exact same mural, just a Great British Meal. He's just flying the trans flag, like no other explanation.
If you are an English street artist listening to this,
Banksy, please. If you are listening.
Trans Banksy, we need you now more than ever.
Yeah, get down to Southeast London, sort it out. Ainsley, a frequent visitor to the area, blasted the council. It's a British flag.
Ainsley's a that's a lady's name, right?
No, guys, who's the chef? They got that chef.
Famous chef, Ainsley Harriet.
I've only known Lady Ainsley.
Ainsley's a British guy name.
Well, I guess these days, what with the way things are, regender.
What with woke.
Yeah. Bloody, who knows?
Yeah.
It's a British flag. We are in Britain and it's celebrating Great British Fish Chips. What's wrong with that? The council should concentrate and put their time and money into things what actually matter. Can't argue with that.
Yes, correct.
I wouldn't argue with that. I wouldn't put hours of my time into trying to change this man's mind. I'll say that. I wouldn't get on a stage. One podium for each of us.
Mm.
Him. Against taking down the mural, and I guess I have to represent the four position at that point. But my heart's not really in it, and you can tell even from the back of the audience. You know?
You'd rather be playing Bellatro. It's
probably
a game
would.
Everyone's playing at the moment. It's that card one.
Yeah. What? Worried I'm not good at it.
Yeah. I don't know.
Bellatro. It's a card game, but it's also a roguelike.
Everyone I know is talking about playing Bellatro. And they're all like, the Jokers are wild. I'm like,
making this up?
I've got work to do. I don't have time for Bellatro.
Ben, my friend, if you treat yourself to getting a bit high and sitting down and starting to play the game Bellatro, you will then look up at the clock and find that you have not moved a muscle in 7 hours.
See, I feel like that's happening my entire life. And I don't know if I
want
that to happen on the micro.
I'm not seeking that experience.
I want to be mindful of every minute that passes my life because I feel like I might die at any second. I will not be playing Bellatro because of my fear of death.
I just don't like card games.
Do you think
that's
it would?
Equally good reason.
Do you? Well, it's kind of not really a card game. Anyway, do you think it would help? Would it help with your anxiety, Ben, if I gave you a definite time and day that you are going to die, and then I pledge to kill you on that day?
Yes.
Do you think
that
would be good or bad? I don't know if I'd want that one.
I think I'd like to know, because like I'm so apprehensive about death, like constantly. Really? But if I knew that I had like a solid even 15 years, I'd be less stressed about how I'm spending my time now. Because right now I'm like, well, it could happen next week, and then what have I done? Lived a beautiful life surrounded by my friends. That's not enough.
What else were you planning on? What were you shooting
for? I don't know, but I'm worried that I'll only figure out what those things were at the moment of my death, and then I'll be like, fuck, I should have done that instead.
Oh, I never played Bellatro.
Fuck. I should have played Bellatro. I never played
my
a winning
said
hand
it was
with
really good
checkered deck in Bellatro.
Long time Greenwich resident John said... It's just a typical woke council. If that was a Palestinian flag, would they have such strong objections? I doubt it.
You would. You fucking
John,
would,
what?
John.
Yeah, John, you'd fucking hate it. And also, if that was text that said a Great British Meal with a picture of a fish in a bowler hat next to a bag of chips and he was waving a Palestinian
that would
flag.
Yes.
I'd go there every day.
What if we split the difference and we put the Palestinian flag on the mural?
I Good don't thinking think John. It would scan. Ideologically confusing mural.
It's never really been a convincing argument to me to say... Well, yeah, what if it was something different entirely? What then?
Yeah, it isn't.
And if it was, you exactly, this guy would hate it and he would get it taken down.
Hmm. Longtime resident John said, terrorists. This fish is a terrorist.
this chippy's been around here for 20 years. This is the second time they've taken a mural down. He's tracking him. He is writing this shit down.
Wow.
The last time was 19 years ago. I remember.
Steve Cooper, 60, is a worker at nearby Lewisham College and has lived in Greenwich for 20 years. He said the mural, quote, makes the area a much brighter place, adding, I think it's lovely. What's wrong with the Union Jack? Is that not the national flag? Are we not in Britain? Are we?
Are we not in Britain?
Are we not in Britain?
Like,
how many times a day do you think this Gladiator? Dude asks people that?
Yeah, like sort of some of the words from Gladiator.
Like sort of like in Gladiator?
Yeah, it's kind of like in Gladiator.
Is this not what you wanted? Are you not in Britain?
Are we
and
not in Britain?
That's how you write jokes.
I use the chippy all the time. It's excellent. The council wants to take that down. But if you fly Palestinian flags in East London, it's a different story.
What does this have to do with
Palestine? What are you talking about?
It's not, they're not at war with Britain.
No. And also, just backtracking a little tiny bit, I use the chippy all the time is a very...
I use the chippy.
I use the chippy. I would say I visit, I frequent, I go to. Use is like, I don't know, kind of gross. Makes it seem very one-sided to me.
Yeah, it also makes it sound like it's a laundromat, you know?
Yeah.
Mm. I regularly utilize the chippy.
Yep.
No.
You know, wrong. He does, though, like multiple days a week.
Yeah.
He's in that chippy.
6 days a week. He's getting his pee wet, his chips. Enough said.
Mm-hmm.
They probably don't do pee wet here. I think that might be a more in the north thing. I don't know. And if you're from the UK, don't care. The regionalisms of the England do not interest me in the slightest. I don't want to know about it unless I'm correct already.
Here's what we think about the regional variations across England. All bad. And we don't want to hear about any of them. It's fine. Mind your business, you know? We've got a bunch of stupid stuff we do too. We're not shoving it down your throat.
Yeah, you know? Because I don't know about any of the other states or what they do.
That's right. Turns,
don't like them. Fuck off.
They're easy. They're fine.
No, I don't like them.
All the other traffic stopped at that point, you know?
I don't know. I couldn't figure it out, so I just avoided any intersections that had them. South Australia calling schooners
weird stuff.
Pints.
Saying weird stuff. Stobie pole.
Yeah.
What,
man,
fuck
what are
is
you
that?
Fucking talking about?
Literally,
over there?
What the fuck is that?
What the fuck is that?
What is
so
it?
So they call a power pole.
You
a
are.
Stobie pole?
Fucking, yeah, I heard this shit. I don't want to hear. I don't want to talk about South Australia. All right.
Hey, and while we're on it, Western Australia calling Devon Poloni with a P.
You're
what
on
are
blast.
You doing? Come on! We've probably litigated all of this at some point in the past. And if you're only hearing it for the first time now and getting angry at us, don't write in. Take that anger and use it
productively. Point it inwards. Point that anger inwards at yourself. Ask what you could do to avoid us talking shit about you.
What? How could you be more normal in our eyes?
Yeah. Do you say dance?
Yes.
Are you from Adelaide and you say dance?
I'm going to dance.
I'm dancing. Take
a look
at yourself.
Lord Fauntleroy? Fuck off.
You don't like what you hear. Make a change today. You know? Think
this
to
is
yourself,
a bonus episode, by the way.
Think to yourself, would one of the podcasts I listen to approve of the thing I'm doing?
Yeah.
And if the answer is no, fucking don't.
Don't make the one change. Unsubscribing from the podcast, though. Just
No.
The change has to be
within you. The change comes from
within.
Yes.
Change comes from within. Yes. Thank you,
yes.
Lucy. Yes.
I'd go so far as to say unsubscribing from a podcast, that's virtue signaling. You know? Do something real. Do something real.
Yeah.
Like upping the tier that you're on the Patreon.
That's right. Even though it gives you no additional benefits, and we have never promised that it would, except for the brief time that we did, and we realized none of us had any spare time, and that was a bad
so much
idea.
Work.
And then we retracted that entirely.
I had babies back then.
All right, we all had shit going on.
Too busy.
Sorry, I didn't mean to say that in a way that diminished the fact that you were busy because you had babies. I meant to say that we were all busy and we couldn't distribute the work among the rest of us.
I think I got it.
Yeah. Okay. It just sounded the way it left my mouth. It was like, yeah, okay, fine. You had kids. Who cares? I had a 9-to-5 job Monday to Friday. We all had shit going on.
I'm waiting for the part of this where someone explains the Palestinian flag stuff.
No, you're never going to. They're just
it's
mad.
Just woke, right? It's just talking it's about just woke.
Yeah, the latest woke thing is that... I was going to sort of ironically be like 15,000 dead kids in Palestine, but that's not like a funny, that's not a fun riff, is it?
No. Yeah. And we're all judging you for trying to get it going, you know? Yeah. Trying to get some momentum into it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Mark can edit all this out.
Mark, please, for the love of Christ, edit that out.
The decision to remove the mural, which cost Cypriot-born owner Chris Kanizi £250, has angered locals who are demanding the council perform a U-turn, or maybe a hook turn, depending on where you live, saying, ooh, it's a British flag, we're in Britain!
£250 for a mural? That's low. That seems really low. Just that's based a bargain. On what I understand, like materials and time, all that, consultation, that's, you really not
a lot of artistic
enough.
Depth in the mural, but like, I like it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not for me to say whether or not it's artistically valid. I'd just say that the painting a mural that big, it should probably cost a little bit more than that.
I like, there's what, at least 9 colours in that painting? You have to go out and buy all that paint.
Paint costs money.
It says in the bottom right-hand corner. The artist, Magic, had to go and get all that paint. And then he had to create, out of the ether... You know, he had to conjure, using his creative artist mind, the gayest fish you've ever seen.
In fairness, this was a pre-existing design from a sign he had previously. So the fish already existed. You didn't have to conjure the gay fish.
And now woke is coming to take it away.
Yes. Unfucking believable. You did it.
Take it away.
Woke Illuminati. You happy? Great. Yeah. You control everything now. Can't even have a picture of a fish.
She threw paint on the Mona Lisa, you know? Yes.
Yeah, on the glass that covers the Mona Lisa. You ruined that glass.
Yeah.
Locals have slammed woke Greenwich Council's decision following a number of complaints. It comes after residents recently boycotted nearby Jack the Chipper after claims its name glorified a serial killer. If you complained about that, I'm sorry, but you're all the softest motherfucker in the world.
I think Greenwich is full of wokes.
Look, I'm not going to agree with how the Daily Mail has characterized an incident, but that's an all right pun. That's okay.
It's pretty good. I'd go also, to Jack the Chipper.
Also, I don't think making a reference to a famous historical figure is the same as saying, I think it's good to murder people. I just don't.
Mm.
You know? Mm. What if I had a burger... a burger place, and I called it like Attila the Bun, you know?
Oh, that's nice.
That's great. Did you just come up with that on the spot?
And what? Am I going to get cancelled by woke for that?
All I could think of was Ted Kaczynski burger. that's nothing.
Yeah, you kind of missed one of the crucial elements of the name. I just want to, inside the actor's studio this, did you start with Bun and then try and think of someone who killed a bunch of people, or did you start with Attila the Hun and try to put a hamburger pun?
I think I started with someone who killed a lot of people.
Yeah. Till the Hun. Till the Burger.
Buns on a hamburger.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. It'd be really funny if there was actually a 3-minute pause before you said anything and I just edited all of the silence out. Which I've never done before if I personally took a long time to think of a joke.
Yeah.
Ever.
Hmm.
I wouldn't know.
I wouldn't do it for you guys.
Businessman Mr. Kanizi, 65, has vowed to fight the decision and says he is, quote, probably a lot more British than a lot of the people that don't like it.
Let's not argue about who's more and more British.
He's probably a lot more British than a lot of the people that don't like it.
He's Greek. Is he not Greek?
Well, Cypriot, certainly, yep.
Is that in Greece?
I don't want to wade into Cyprus, Greece shit at uh-oh, all because they will kill you.
Is that contentious? Lucy, I went to a trivia last night I know you will be going to trivia this evening. I went to a local trivia last night for the first time in a long time. And way too easy.
Oh, I hate that.
All the questions, way too easy.
No,
who
that's
played the Fonz in Happy Days?
Oh, come on.
Come on now.
All right, how about this? There were two questions that followed this format, right? Monosodium glutamate is better known by which abbreviation?
It's fucked. Makes me so mad. Stupid. Like, no trivia there. And it's like that.
And then, like,
it's not an abbreviation, actually. It's an initialism.
Yeah, I know. Well,
that's true.
An acronym?
No.
No?
An initialism.
Okay.
Because you say the letters, you don't say it as a word. It'd be an acronym if you said MSG.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, the next round, the company International Business Machines is better known by what? I was like, you're saying the answer.
You're saying the answer to me.
What does IBM stand for? That would have been fucking better. God damn. Yeah. Far too easy. But anyway, anytime anything to do with geography came up, I was immediately like just scooching my chair away from the table and saying, do not look at me or ask me. I cannot help you.
I don't need to know. Why do I need to know what's on a map?
No.
Yeah.
Am I there right now?
Borders are made up.
Mm.
I am a citizen of the world. We are one people.
Yes.
God, passports are a lie.
Yes. I also really like that I'm a lot more British than a lot of the people that don't like it has the form of that, like, that weird grammatical, like, impossible comparison. The one that's like, more people have been to America than I have. Is an example of that one. That one where you hear it and you're like, oh, that makes sense. And then you think about it, you're like, wait, that doesn't.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Probably a lot more British than a lot of the people that don't like it. But there are people who don't like it who are definitely more British than me.
Yeah, because he was born in Cyprus.
I'm more British than this guy.
Yeah. Get him out of there.
Get him out of there.
Deport him.
Wearing a Union flag pork pie hat outside of his shop on Monday, Mr. Kanitsi said, quote, and I'm not going to do a Greek accent.
I think you should do a sort of a cod the fruiter of a British voice.
Yeah.
That's what the people want.
Now, if you are listening to this and you are one, not Australian, and two, under the age of, let's say, 35... I would like you to at some point maybe open up YouTube. There's probably a video on YouTube.
Yeah.
Con the Fruiterer.
Anti-Greek racism, kind of cool here. Kind of accepted.
It's
from a TV show in the, what, early 90s?
Yeah, early 90s,
late
80s,
early 90s. Yeah. And that is just a blonde Australian man playing a Greek fruit and vegetable market owner.
Yeah.
And the whole... The joke, get this, the joke is, he doesn't sound like us.
When we do sort of Italian immigrant voices on this podcast, it's different.
It is different, because I don't have the drawn-on moustache like he did. I'm not wearing the apron.
Yep.
My hair has not been coloured black.
We're doing satire?
Yeah, that sounds
good. We're satirizing the idea of doing the thing that we're doing by doing it. Making us immune to criticism.
We are immune to criticism because you pay for this. So you funded whatever it is we say.
That's
You are complicit.
Yes. Fuck your smart.
We couldn't do this without you. And we mean that in a positive and a negative way.
That's right. If you take issue with something that we're doing, you helped us do it.
That's right.
Your hands have Italian blood all over them.
You have enabled us and we are condemning you.
Yes.
You know?
Oh, I hope you like how you look at this spooky funhouse mirror we've just held up to you.
Anyway, Mr. Kanitsu said, this is a home to me.
Oh, no. Fuck.
Not quite.
Oh, man.
No, I don't think I have a Greek accent in there. I love it here. I've been here since I was 17. My kids' birth certificates say they are English. I am British. Not really sure about the distinction there. We are an We are an inter-British family.
That's right.
A spokesperson for the Royal Borough of Greenwich said, quote, "You may have seen several headlines over the weekend about a business in Greenwich. Whilst it's not always appropriate to comment on individual cases, contrary to reports, this has nothing to do with the Union flag or any of the painting's contents, no matter how gay the fish appears to be." The advert has been painted without any permission in a conservation area close to a World Heritage site.
Of course.
Uh-oh. Almost like they're trying to preserve England.
So funny. You dickholes.
Because they want it to be Palestine.
It's because of woke, not because you're in like a World Heritage site. You fucking assholes. So good.
Fucking idiots.
The council is acting according to government planning laws, as it would with any unauthorized advert. And that's also a good point. It's just an ad for your business.
Yeah.
That's true. It's just an ad for your business.
Any suggestions this is because of the Union flag are disingenuous and untrue. The business owner is welcome to apply for advert consent in line with the conservation area he is in. Very good stuff.
Yeah, but at least, you know, the Daily Mail's commitment to journalism means they put this at the end of the article.
Yeah, right.
The headline or,
and like the headline is just like, is this not Britain?
Is this not England? Are we not white English men? So fucking stupid. The tabloids, an absolute scam. Something that we look at in Scam Watch.
Warning, warning. Someone has successfully or unsuccessfully attempted a scam and must be judged. This is Scam Watch.
This comes to us from East Idaho News. Police say local con man on the run after scamming customers and businesses to, quote, show his friends a good time.
What?
Where's the crime?
What's the crime? Are we not here?
Are we not here for a good time?
And are we not here for a good time? Mm. What are we put on this earth to do other than to spark joy in the people around us?
Yes.
And you're going to tell this man he can't do that? He could die next week.
And he didn't show his friends a good time because of your rules?
Because he didn't have any money? He couldn't show his friends a good time? Money's made up. When did we make that up? Like 100 years ago?
It's fake. It isn't real.
That's not real.
It's a concept. Just like borders. You know?
Yes. Yeah. Real currency is friendship.
That's right. A 20-year-old is facing a potentially lengthy prison sentence after police say he is on the run after scamming landscaping customers and buying trucks, ATVs, and more without having the money to do so.
Oh, what? So he didn't even steal any money?
Full disclosure, I did edit out all the parts from this article that talk about the landscaping stuff that he did, but in summary, he had a landscaping business. He would take a 50% deposit on work. He would come out and he'd do a bit of it, and then he would never answer their calls again.
Yeah.
One of the oldest scams that there is.
And that's on you for not checking the reviews of a tradesman.
This
you
guy
know?
Definitely 1-star reviews because he did it so many fucking times. Paul Yantis was charged in Bingham County in April with felony. So this is really awkwardly worded, but this is what the law is called apparently. Paul Yantis was charged with felony check draft or order was drawn on an account with insufficient funds. That's the name of one of the crimes. Mm-hmm. Felony burglary and a probation violation. In July, he was also charged in Bonneville County with felony burglary, felony grand theft, and felony check draft or order was drawn on an account with insufficient funds.
Come on.
According to Bingham County prosecutor Ryan Jolly, Ryan cranky by the sound of it, both cases were resolved together with a global plea agreement. Yantis resolved the cases by pleading guilty to an amended charge of felony drawing a check with insufficient funds, with the prosecution agreeing to dismiss the felony burglary and felony grand theft charges. But Yantis failed to appear for his sentencing in the cases, and now he has an active warrant in Bingham County for a probation violation and two active felony warrants in Bonneville County. According to court documents, Idaho Falls police were told about multiple instances where Yantis had allegedly, quote, purchased expensive items with checks only for the sellers to find out later that he had insufficient funds.
Quick question. Why do you still have checks?
What is wrong with your dipshit country?
In your fucked up country.
Why are you accepting a form of payment, which is somebody writing on a piece of paper, I'll give you the money, promise.
Yep. It's there.
Hey,
don't worry about it.
It's $500. Wink.
Somebody's writing.
This guy probably has $500.
Somebody's writing, hey, I promise, on a piece of paper, and you believed them.
You're believing that.
Huh. Well, let me just check this for you. I guess I can't check it. I guess I'll just go and cash this later, and then I guess the bank will tell me.
After you're gone.
Yeah, after you have left the county.
I'll put
driving
this in my
two
promise
times
hole.
The speed limit.
I'll put it in my promise hole, and later on the bank will tell me if you've been true, you know, if you've been faithful to me.
These are some of the incidents they recorded. On March 27th, 2023, police say Yantis bought a white 2011 Ford F-150 for $22,000 from an Ammon man. Yantis paid with a check that was unable to be cashed due to the account having insufficient funds.
I'm sensing a pattern emerging.
Well, you've only seen one. It's a rough indicator of a pattern, but I think you will be vindicated.
It might be my time.
A trio of vindications? They said it would never happen. But, I mean, just to really, not to belabor the point.
Why
and
are you
I
accepting
know,
a check for $22,000? You're just taking a piece of paper that he wrote on.
So let me describe the situation to you. You have a 2011 white, pristine white Ford F-150. This guy's given you a piece of paper that says, I will give you
$22,000
when you go to the bank.
Hey, I'm good for it.
He's driven off in the F-150 and you're holding the piece of paper. You go, you know what? It's already 4:30. Bank will be closed by the time I get there. I'll go tomorrow. I go to the bank and I say, I would like the 22 grand that this piece of paper represents. And they go, oh, sir, you're not going to believe this.
Well, they say, sir, we will put that in our queue of checks to be processed in several days.
Sir, I'm going to need you to put your gun back in its holster. Mm-hmm. I'm going to need you to sit down. You're not going to be getting 22 grand. On March 28th, Yantis bought a 2023 Polaris side-by-side ATV from Action Motorsports in Idaho Falls for $34,192.19.
Is that how much an ATV costs? Damn.
Well, it's a side-by-side ATV for one.
Oh.
Yeah. This must be the most incredible fucking ATV in history.
Want to be good, yeah.
I mean, it's the 2023 Polaris. And you know what those guys are putting out.
You got to get the 2023.
The 2022 just didn't look as good. So I mean, about the molding, didn't really enjoy the shape. Mm-hmm. It wasn't sleek.
Jesus, this is like one of the full on. This is like if you were watching a new Jurassic Park movie, what like some mercenaries would be chasing down a dinosaur in.
Yeah, you know, like it's a serious vehicle. This is what they sell these days instead of the ATVs that don't have the roll cage, right? Because they realize that.
Everybody ATVs dies on them all the time.
Yeah, quad bikes without really a roll cage are just people flatteners. And I'm speaking my truth because I almost flattened myself and George with a quad bike one time. It turns out really easy to do, insanely easy to do. But we survived. We were fine. This also has like crazy off-road shocks and shit on it. I bet this thing goes so fast. What do you reckon the top speed on this bad boy is?
Well, and you don't even have to care because if it rolls over, you got a cage.
Yeah, that's true. Holy fucking
shit. You are essentially invincible.
Jesus Christ. This thing has a top speed of 85 miles an hour. That is like 130 km.
Why?
That's so fucking fast. This guy was right to buy one. That sounds amazing.
There's nothing like hitting a sand dune at 130 kilometers an hour.
Oh my God. You take this out to the dunes? You take a cooler of Coors Light and your best friend?
Yes.
And this guy out to the dunes? Holy shit.
You reckon you could attach like a hang glider to the top of it?
Yeah. And your mate's up there?
Yep.
He's got a beer in each hand. Mm-hmm. He's dropping the can the moment he finishes the beer, loads up the next one. You guys are both shouting at each other. How good is this? I'm having the time of my life. And then at night, you're staying in a real small two-man tent.
Yeah. It's just the two of you. And he's really bonded today.
He turns over and you're like, I guess he's moving away from me so that it's less intimate. But you realize he's actually kind of scooching back a little.
Mm. Like, and it's colder than you thought it was going to be out there in the desert. You know?
Yeah.
Out there in the dunes.
ass in a way that's sort of suggestive, and you're like, what am I feeling right now? And you smell the mix of his sweat, the sand, and the cologne, yes, and you're thinking, yes, what am I feeling? My heart is racing. Your hand is reaching for... Anyway, March 30th.
I've never looked at Jerry like this before.
Your shirt's off and his shirt's off. Whose sweat is that? Mine or his? I don't care.
Just think of the thrill of riding that thing together. Yeah, shirt's off.
The thrill of riding him. Him riding you. March 30th, Yantis reportedly bought a four-wheeler from Blackfoot Motorsports and tried to return it for trade on an earlier purchase of two Ski-Doo snow machines and a trailer.
Sick. This guy knows how to live.
According to police reports, the checks he used to pay for these also bounced. it was interesting what I was saying when I was being critical of the 2022 Polaris RZR. On April 1st, Yantis returned to Action Motorsports and bought a 2022 Polaris RZR UTV for $44,457.
What's a UTV?
I'm going to assume it's a big ATV. That's just a guess.
Perhaps an ultra-terrain vehicle, you know?
Yes. That sounds right to me.
It's got four seats.
Utility task vehicles. Oh, I think it's got a little tray in the back. A
utility terrain vehicle. So I use more for work than recreation. They're large, powerful, able to seat passengers side by side, and built with lots of storage space. They're commonly used to haul equipment and supplies in locations that make using a truck impractical or impossible.
Just looks pretty fun to drive.
This looks like such a great time. Just you and one mate? Alone just for an entire week? No phone reception, no wives.
No
wives. We don't have to ask what this means. We don't have to ask what the future holds. We're just experiencing it right now. Experiencing each other right now.
What happens on the mountain stays on the mountain, you know?
That's right. And this isn't homophobic, by the way. Because
there's nothing wrong
hot.
With it, what we're describing.
Later, Action Motorsports learned that the account the check was written from had insufficient funds. 45 grand!
So he's using a real check from his real account.
Yes.
But it just has no money.
But there's no money in there.
Genius.
I have $45,000. Thank you, sir. I believe you. Please drive off right now.
With my $44,000 product.
Have a great time out there in the dunes.
Yeah.
I bet it's life-changing. Police reports say Yantis went back to Action Motorsports on April 3rd to have warranty work done on the RZR. You ballsy motherfucker.
Are you serious?
Your bounced check, basically stolen utility terrain vehicle.
Back to Action Motorsports.
Hey, I've actually noticed there's a bit of a squeak. There's a weird rattle, a back passenger side tire. If you guys could have a look at that for me, because I only got it like 3 months ago. So,
person at the service desk says, yeah. Quick question. Are you the guy who's been stealing all of these ATVs?
Oh my God. He only went back 2 days later. So he maybe thought they hadn't checked yet. When do these guys process payments, you reckon? I reckon I could go back because that squeak is really starting to annoy me. Shouldn't be a rattle. It's a new vehicle. Shouldn't be rattling. Probably made on a Friday. You know what they're like, the Friday afternoon vehicles. They don't tighten everything properly. So he brought it back to get warranty work done when the finance manager confronted him about all of the bouncing checks at both stores. The finance manager contacted the police and said Yantis told him it, quote, must be a mistake, and that he would check with his accountant to determine why the funds weren't in the account.
My accountant.
Yeah, awesome. I definitely had like $100,000 in there, so I think my accountant probably flubbed it.
Well, I am a millionaire, so that's surprising news
to me.
I'll
check with one of my many accountants.
Yeah, that's weird because I have so much money and I don't even really look at the numbers. I just have the cards. I ask my accountant to look after. I say, this is my ATV account. This is my boat account. Make sure there's enough in there to get ATVs and boats. Mm-hmm. I guess he flubbed it. I guess I'm going to have to fire him. You know what? I'm leaving right now.
I'm going to fire him right now because of what you just said to me.
I'm going
to
fire him in person. That's how seriously I'm taking care of this. You
were inconvenienced? Jerry, you're fired.
I'm going to call up his replacement once I hire him and then they'll sort all this out. I'm leaving. You know what? I'm going to actually take this with me. Don't worry about the squeak on the tire. I don't care about it that much anymore because I'm so angry about my account and I think I'm canceling the Dunes trip. Bye.
See ya.
The manager
refused. My boyfriend's going to be so disappointed.
My life partner. The manager refused to let Yantis leave with the RZR, and he reportedly, quote, promised to return later to resolve the matter. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll come back. I'll come back and see all of you guys.
Yeah, for sure. I'll be here again about the bounce checks.
Yes. We should, 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, I'll bring, do you drink, it's like a flat white or a macchiato? Mm. I'll bring you a coffee. We'll sit down and we will nut this out.
Just so you don't worry, I'll leave my checkbook here, you know, so you know that I'm coming
for collateral.
Back. I'll leave my bank card.
Yeah. According to court documents, Action Motorsports eventually got possession of both vehicles but suffered a loss of $6,498.15 due to the mileage Yantis put on them.
Holy shit. How much mileage did you put on these things? What are you up to?
This guy was doing a trip to the dunes every week. That's crazy.
Just having fun getting this done.
I don't think they have dunes in Idaho when I think about
probably
it.
Probably not.
Yantis was arrested in Blackfoot on April 3rd and interviewed by a Bingham County Sheriff's Detective. He reportedly admitted to having passed the checks at Action Motorsports, Blackfoot Motorsports, and to the Ammon Man. Police reports say initially Yantis claimed the checks having insufficient funds was a mistake caused by his account, not transferring funds in the account from another one of his accounts. Eventually, he reportedly admitted he didn't have enough money to cover the purchase and said he knew it was illegal. Yantis said he, quote, used to have a lot of money, but that his business had fallen on some hard times financially.
I used to be so rich.
I used to be really rich.
Actually, I had so much money.
But I've been having some weird problems with my landscaping business. It's not detailed in this article. According to court documents, Yantis claimed, quote, he had become the person in his group of friends that doesn't have anything. And because of this, quote, he wanted to have a summer during which he showed his friends a good time.
Aww. Isn't that what we all want?
Yeah.
All my friends have several Polaris ATVs.
Yes.
And I have none.
And they come around and they're like, oh, why don't we just go whip around in the dunes in one of your ATVs? And I have
Yantis,
to be like,
bring one of your ATVs.
Yantis, could you bring an ATV and a UTV?
We got the 2022, 2023.
I tell you what, you could put one in the bed of like an F-150 and tow the other one on a trailer behind your F-150. And you have all three of those things, right? Yantis? I can't remember your first name. We just call you Yantis in our group.
I thought that was his name.
I wish it was. I think his name is Paul. We have so many. Paul. Dunes.
Oh.
It's all connected. I mean, they didn't mention dunes.
No, that's just a thing they made up.
Yeah. Well, it seems right. You know,
in our
dunes romance,
if you will.
Yes, don't tell us our headcanon is wrong. These guys are
very upset.
And you know what? It's not like they're not home wreckers because their kids are old enough that they've gone off to college. So it doesn't, I think Yantis is 20. He's 20 years old. So he doesn't have any kids. So he's not a home wrecker. It's fine. He might have kids. Detectives ordered a search warrant for Yantis' bank records that showed he opened the account on March 17th with a deposit of $10.30. No additional funds were deposited after that. How much does crime cost? About $10.30. That's, you can get an ATV, a UTV.
A UTV.
A Ford F-150. Wasn't there a fourth thing as well? Or we got a four-wheeler as well?
Money's just about your mindset, you know?
Wait, hang on. I'm getting... So he bought the four-wheeler and then he returned it to trade on an earlier purchase of two Ski-Doo snow machines and a trailer. So he's gotten a whole ton of vehicles for $10. And that's a crime you can just do in the US because they don't have computers.
Because they use paper for money. Because
You can't check whether you can't use a card over there or something. The Butlerian Jihad, they're only paper records.
Can I can I advance a theory here? If they didn't want you to steal ATVs, they wouldn't let you pay for them with paper checks.
Yes.
So I actually think that it is correct to do.
Oh, I think he's fine to do this. I don't see this as a crime in any way. And surely the banks should be insured against this sort of thing, so they would cover it for the people that were defrauded by it. Because
it's
their
stupid
fucking system that allows it to happen. Good God. An IFPD officer contacted Yantis, who claimed he, quote, buys new toys every year and always writes checks from his business account, but he has never had any prior problems. Stop telling this shit to the police. Don't tell them you were just trying to thrill your friends and that you use your business card to buy cool shit. You are bad at crime. You were doing great when it was just the bouncing checks thing. This is bad.
Yeah, he's fucked it. Going back for the warranty, telling the cops too much.
You got so cocky.
You got too cocky. You got greedy. Get it together.
You have to get the four vehicles, get the snow machines
in
the trailer.
Get out of Idaho.
Get the fuck out of
Idaho. You're going to Alaska. You're driving to Alaska on that thing.
Oh, my God. Imagine that drive. You got an F-150. You got an ATV in the back. You got a trailer.
Jerry in the open road.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine the memories? And a new life you could make?
That's priceless.
Yes.
$10.30.
$10.30.
He's used his checkbook to buy a bunch of vehicles in the past, and there were never any problems with it up until now. So who am I to invalidate his lived experience?
Yes. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing repeatedly and expecting different results.
Yes.
If he'd gotten away with it before, why would he think it wouldn't have worked this time?
Yes.
He's not crazy. He's in love. Crazy in love. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Love makes you crazy.
Love
That's part
makes
of the
you
thrill.
Crazy.
A beautiful whirlwind $10.30 permanent Alaskan romance with Jerry? If that's crazy, lock me up.
Yeah,
in the
buddy, lock me up.
Yeah. Because that's how I feel every day with my wife. On April 18th, the officer contacted Yantis' bank to ask if he had enough money to cover any of the bounce checks. The bank reportedly said, quote, there has never been enough funds in the account to cover either of the checks. Then why do you let
why
him
did
write
you keep
checks?
Taking his checks?
Why does
Give
he have
him a
checking
debit
account?
Card. What is wrong with you people? Why didn't you just boople the guy with the F-150 $22,000?
Why didn't you just say, I don't take checks? Can you boople me it?
Can you just boople it to me? If I watch you boople it right now, I'll know you've boopled it. So
I'll put in my details.
Yeah. I'll type them in.
I got my boople app right here.
Are you not on boople? You're on Zingle? I'll Zingle it.
I can Zingle it to you.
I could do a boople transfer to Zingle. I just have to sign up for the Zingle account, but I think there's a 7-day free trial. It's meant to be pretty quick. I think we'd probably do that. Maybe we could sit down while we wait for the boople
to Zingle.
Do you want
to come inside? Can we have a cup of coffee?
It's cold out.
Hey, you know what? It's after 12. Crack open a couple of beers. I might pop this shirt off.
Oh, it's actually really hot.
Jerry's waiting at home. Why is this taking so long? He said he was just going to give him the check and then leave really quickly. If convicted, Yantis could face up to 27 years in prison, potentially even more for failing to appear in court. For what?
I don't know. It sounds like if you appear in court, they are going to yell at you. Yeah. And do you want to be yelled at?
Yeah. It's like it sounds like you're punishing him for doing the right thing by making it bad that he didn't show up in court and making it worse when he does show up. You're adding a
you're
perverse incentive.
You're punishing him. Yes, perverse incentive.
Yes. You have to reward correct behavior.
You're punishing him by... for doing the right thing, sitting down with you at the police station and telling you all the crimes he done.
Yeah. Surely that should like give him a free pass because he was like, you're right. I just wanted to impress my friends. You, as a sheriff, should look at this man and say, hell, buddy, ain't no crime there.
Yeah. How can someone be honest with you if you're going to then yell at them for their honesty? You need to create a safe space for Yantis.
He's we never should be come rewarding back. Honesty, you know?
Yes. I reckon you should pat that young man on the shoulder and say, hey, I don't entirely agree with what you did, but you're very brave for having told me about all this. You know what? I'm looking through these blinds and I see Jerry there in the F-150, UTV on the trailer, ATV on the back, snow machines stacked on top of the UTV. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, that boy's got a paper map of Alaska. You got a thermos full of hot coffee. You guys are so full of love for each other. I can see that. I want you to get in that car and I want you guys to just drive. You drive northwest. You get over that border. You go through Canada. You get back into America. Get on what I don't think is a highway that drives all the way up the Alaskan coast because it's mostly undrivable, I assume. You guys have the fucking time of your lives. Get out there, you crazy kids.
I wish I did it. You get out there and you do it like I never could.
I'm thinking about my Jerry right now.
Get out of here before I change my mind.
Yeah. And then he puts his hat down on the desk and his feet up on the table. And he goes, fucking hell, man. That's love. I did the right thing today.
I should leave my wife.
I should leave my fucking wife. I wonder what Todd's doing right now. Is he thinking about me? Are we staring at the same sunset?
We're looking at the same stars.
The same Idaho stars as Todd.
Same Idaho sunset.
I think that is absolutely an episode of the podcast. Bunta Vista, thank you so much for joining us. We've already got your money, sucker. It's lovely having you.
And sorry about all that stuff where we berated you a bunch of times. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, sometimes we get some criticisms and I'm very tired and, you know, it hits in the wrong way. So I'm very defensive during the recording to get ahead of the things that people post after we've posted it. But, you know, we're friends. Us and you, the listener. We're okay.
Friends, yeah. Us are friends. You are a listener with friends.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's right.
We are friends of someone.
We're all someone's friend, except for the really fucked people, like the people who are just completely hopeless situation. But hey, it's not hopeless.
Yeah.
Your Jerry or Todd is out there looking at that same sunset, the same beautiful stars.
Idaho sunset.
That's right. We'll see you on the free episode.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Follow your dreams. Don't ask.